Spillwords.com presents The Bridge of Death, written by Ray S. Early, the story scripter. Ekrol, fiercest warrior of the Maul clan, found himself begging on his knees. His leader and mentor, Klen, had been bedridden for weeks, and no known treatment had returned her to good health. Ekrol refused to give in to fate. With all other options extinguished, he vowed to cross the Bridge of Death and beg the ancient Hawthorne for a cure. Klen rejected the offer. She admired the capable youth, but knew he could be headstrong and blind to unintended consequences. Over the past few days, she had made her peace with her imminent death, and at her age, was ready to join her ancestors. She would not ask to sacrifice half her clan for her limited well-being. But Ekrol's mind was already spinning. The Bridge of Death was known for killing half of all humans who traveled across it. Those who attempted to cross in odd numbers would always lose the extra traveler to the bridge. However, those lucky enough to make it across were rewarded by the Hawthorne, which would grant each traveler one wish. At daybreak, Ekrol rallied his fellow warriors, hoping to gather a band large enough for at least him to survive the journey, but every person he asked hesitated. The 50-50 risk that they would be unlucky enough to be struck down by the bridge was immense. It was guaranteed that some would be lost, but exactly who was unknown. After hours of pleading, Ekrol left with three willing warriors. They mounted their horses and made for the bridge, riding past twisted blackened trees, ruins that spurted noxious gas, and deathly quiet marshes. On the third night, the mist parted, and the railingless bridge appeared above a hellish gorge. The horses spooked and abandoned them miles from home. At the last second, one of the warriors cowered and fled, leaving the patrol with only three. Summoning every ounce of courage, Ekrol took the first step. The bridge let out a moan as the other warriors followed, clenching their swords and shields. As they passed over the middle, one of the footsteps ceased. Ekrol dared not look behind as the bridge began to claim its victims. He started to run. Boulders began crumbling, sending shockwaves through his skull. With a final lunge, he stepped on the far side, only to turn back and see no one behind him. The gleaming Hawthorne of gold and silver welcomed him from the darkness. Ekrol, weak in the knees, laid a palm on its bark and pleaded with all his being for a cure for his great leader. From its divine roots, a potion emerged, encased in a glass vial. Triumph surged through Ekrol. Wrapping it in the sleeve of his cloak, he turned to head for home, only to have his heart sink. Please leave this field empty, never miss a story. Subscribe to our newsletter and get the latest literary buzz. We don't spam. Read our privacy policy for more info. Check your inbox or spam folder to confirm your subscription. About latest posts, Ray S. Early. Ray S. Early, aka The Story Scripter, is a pivoting writer with a past in filmmaking and a future in storytelling. A graduate of Champlain College, Ray first explored editing and all the chaos of putting a story together on the big screen. Though a handful of successful film contests and generous grants, her true passion was a little more broad than just Adobe Premiere Pro. Having too many stories of her own to ignore, Ray jumps at the chance to engage in writing competitions, photography, and good old-fashioned hand-drawn illustration. Inspiration comes from doodles, media, a spur-of-the-moment eureka, and of course the frequent daydream. When Ray isn't writing, she's enjoying quiet time with her dog Sersha, practicing for her next belt in Kempo Jiu-Jitsu, and mingling with the characters she's created in the privacy of her own mind, where they take on their own personalities. Latest posts by Ray S. Early, see all. The Bridge of Death, July 17, 2025 Spotlight on Writers. Ray S. Early. May 3, 2025 The Lavender Pages. January 31, 2025.